Hello and welcome again. I'm still here and I'm going to do my snippets with Uta. Yes, it's a while ago, well, not too long, but may I ask a question? How did you like your pancakes? Did you follow the custom? Well, let me tell you about Britain's weirdest pancake filling on Shrove Tuesday. On the eve of Shrove Tuesday, it's time for those who enjoyed. Yes, so remember, what did you eat? What did you put on your pancake? Well, most will, of course, opt for the traditional lemon and sugar, or gravy in Yorkshire. Research for Paddy Power Bingo has found that avocado tops the list of more exotic ingredients. So I read out the top 10. First one, avocado, then baked beans. Number 3 is brie. Number 4, chili. 5 is tomato ketchup. Number 6 is garlic, 7 hot sauce, 8 is onions, 9 is smoked salmon, and number 10 is mayonnaise. So if you ever liked your pancakes sweet, maybe the next time you do it a bit savory. So, pancake day, yes, it seemed a while ago. Now sit down and have a cup of tea. A cup of tea with strangers? Would you do that? Tea with strangers, the videos go viral. A London documentary filmmaker who records himself having cups of tea with strangers on park benches has become an internet sensation. Will Shears, 28 years old from Kentish Town, has made his name by approaching strangers in parks and asking if they would like a cup of tea. Since releasing his first video on January the 31st, Shears, a mug of life, social media accounts have racked up millions of views, despite posting just a handful of videos so far. After stopping strangers for a cuppa, the conversations that follows lead to the most amazing stories, Shears said. He said, there are lots of people talking to strangers on TikTok, but no one is learning their stories. In a 3-minute video, you can really delve into people's lives and their history. I think I would be suspicious of a cup, well, being just offered on the street. Well, more mystery to come. Yeah, mysteries everywhere. Undies mystery is unbra-leavable. Yes, underwear. 7 mystery bras have been found tied to gates in Cornwall. Farmer Michael Irwin spotted a bright red bra fixed to his gate 2 weeks ago, then a blue one tied to barbed wire a few days later. It is not known who tied the lingerie near the villages of Lerin and Lostwithal. Mr. Irwin said, it has become a bit of a talking point. Is it going to stick at 7 or more? How many will we get and what kind of colours, he says. Well, don't you think the weirdest things are happening more and more? Well, you wonder sometimes. What about this? A dog shoots his owner in the leg. Yes, you heard right. America is no stranger to accidental shootings, but one man had a lucky escape when he was shot by his own dog. Gerald Kirkwood called police in Tennessee to report the accidental shooting in his bedroom. He and a woman had been lying in bed with a gun when his dog jumped up and squeezed the trigger, causing the firearm to discharge. The 1-year-old pit bull got his paw stuck in the trigger guard of the gun, TV reported. Mr. Kirkwood's left thigh was grazed and he was taken to hospital in a non-critical condition. Well, he's definitely not an expert of leaving his gun in a safe place. And I quote a one-liner, an expert is someone who has made all the mistakes already. Well, so you have to learn from your mistakes and then you are the expert. So, some people think they are experts and hope to get away with fraud. Slips and trips top bogus claim list. Yes, an insurer's fraud prevention team uncovered the equivalent of almost £260,000 worth of bogus claims every day last year, with fake stories involving slips and trips being the most common. Zurich, UK, insurance company detected £94.79 million in fraudulent claims. 65% of these were for casualty incidents, totaling 1,996 claims worth £61.14 million. This could be for minor slips and trips or more serious injuries. Claimants may not always be honest about how and where they sustained the injuries. Zurich insurers also recorded a rise in fraudulent property insurance claims. Not only insurance fraud has gone up, shoplifting too. Over 16 million people witness shoplifting. More than 16 million people have witnessed shoplifting in the past 12 months, according a survey by the British Retail Consortium. Nottingham came top, 32% of customers having seen shoplifting there, followed by London, 29% of people saw it, and in Southampton, 28% of people witnessed shoplifting. One in four customers witnessed physical or verbal abuse. Have you ever experienced or witnessed some of this? Well, another crime to watch out for. Travellers, be aware. Well, two people were arrested for baggage theft. Police say they have arrested two women for allegedly stealing other passengers' luggage from the baggage claim area in Athens International Airport. The two women, believed to be Greek nationals, were arrested on suspicion of having stolen at least eight suitcases since last November. Authorities said the women allegedly carried out the thefts after landing on domestic flights. Well, even if you stay at home, weird things can happen and you lose valuables. Listen to this. Meteorite smashes car window screen. A shocked family found their car windscreen smashed by a meteorite. Graham and June Butler heard a loud bang when their son, Paul, went outside the next day and he found their Toyota's glass ruined. Paul's son, Nathan, then found a 2-centimeter shiny black rock among the debris. After testing it, he found it had been magnetized, indicating that it came from space. I wondered if it might be a meteorite, but wasn't sure until we used a magnet and researched it, said Nathan, 12 years old, of Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire. Well, moving on from material goods to people. A boy aged 13 was arrested for posing as a doctor. A child was arrested at a hospital in Devon for impersonating a doctor after being seen wearing scrubs and carrying identification. The 13-year-old was spotted at Derryford Hospital in Plymouth. Police were called at around 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, 19th of January, by Derryford Hospital following reports of a male impersonating a doctor. Officers attended and arrested a 13-year-old boy. The boy was de-arrested and the matter has since been dealt with by way of words of advice. He must have been quite a tall boy and, well, I don't know that it wasn't detected earlier. But anyway, eventually the problem was solved. Another 13-year-old got a proper job, doing it the right way. A schoolgirl thrilled with Hollywood role now. Yes, a schoolgirl who has gone from Essex to Hollywood thanks to her appearance in the new Tom Hanks film Here has said she is so lucky to be in the film. Delilah O'Riordan, 13 years old, plays violin girl in the fantasy drama released in cinemas. I was thrilled when I found out I got the part and everything since has been amazing, she said. The film, directed by Robert Zemeckis, follows generations of families who live in the same home over a century. And Delilah plays the daughter of Downton Abbey actress Michelle Dockery and Midsommar Murders actor Gwyn Lee. Well, Delilah, the girl, will be famous eventually if she continues with her career. Like Harry Styles? Maybe. Well, you never know. Harry Styles from One Direction was honoured with a station mural. A mural of Harry Styles has been unveiled at a village railway station that wanted to thank the singer for putting it on the map. Styles travelled from his home in Holmes Chapel, Cheshire, to London for his The X Factor audition in 2010, which began his journey of fame. An estimated 10,000 fans have visited the village, which has a population of 6,200, and that is in the last 2 years. Well, not the population, but the 10,000 fans which have visited. "He's put us on the map. No one had ever heard of Holmes Chapel before," said station supervisor Graham Blake. The railway station logo also now has the words "Harry's Home Village" underneath it. Well, we sometimes drive through Holmes Chapel, and you can see the town is quite proud of Harry. Chester is now named UK's most welcoming city. So there are cities or towns which are a bit in competition. Who is famous? Who is most welcoming? No, well, it's Chester. It has been ranked the UK's most welcoming city, despite also being considered haunted. Online travel firm Booking.com said the Cheshire destination has a strong sense of community combined with a mysterious past. The city also got 15% of votes in a survey of 2,000 people who believe in ghosts. Well, good news about Sussex then. So we go a bit further down south. Sussex home to two smoke-free beaches. Two beaches in Sussex have become the first in England to implement smoke-free zones. Bexhill Beach, from the De La War Pavilion to the Coronation Bandstand, and all of Cambersands have been designated as smoke-free. And in 2016 already, Littlehaven Beach in Wales became the UK's first smoke-free zone. Now we're going back up north, because there was a treasure to be found. A ring found in a field could fetch £18,000. A medieval bishop's ring, found by a retired firefighter, is expected to fetch up to £18,000 at auction. The gold, sapphire, emerald and garnet ring was uncovered by detectorist Mark Sell in Shipdam in Norfolk in 2019. And it dates from the late 12th or early 13th century and will be sold at Noonan's auction in London on March the 26th. Moving over to Somerset now, there are news about ewes. Five lambs were born. Five lambs have been born to the same ewe in an event described by their owner as a one-in-a-million birth. The Texel Cross lambs, three girls and two boys, arrived at Bowering's farm in Chapwick, Somerset last week. So those were the news about the ewes. Enjoy seeing little lambs jumping in the fields. Yes, that's always a really lovely sight. Always a pleasure to experience having animals around. Any kind of animal. Any kind of animal? Well, be aware, there is new danger lurking. Reptiles reach the UK with plants and flowers. Invasive species, including snakes and lizards, are slipping unnoticed into Northern Europe in vast shipments of cut flowers and potted plants, researchers have warned. Snakes, geckos and Italian war lizards arrive in potted olive trees, according to the study published today in the journal Bioscience. The species can cause extensive damage to food crops and the native environment, the paper said. Citing the threat, invasive snakes are posing to ecosystems on previously snake-free Mediterranean islands like Mallorca, for example. The researchers warned that reptiles are just the tip of the iceberg. Insects, fungi, spiders and agricultural pests are also being imported into the UK and Northern Europe, and in cut flowers and other ornamental plants they just hide and come to our countries. Professor William Sutherland of the University of Cambridge said ornamental olive trees for sale in the UK can be over 100 years old, with many of those species in their hiding places. So check your plants or suitcases and shoes when you return from a foreign country. Be safe till next time. That's goodbye from me. Goodbye from Uta.